Hallelujah. We're so happy here. Amen. We can go ahead and take a seat. So we are now going to have an afternoon fellowship time, which is going to be a little different than the other meetings where a brother comes up and speaks to y'all for an extended period of time. This time is really for the students to share their testimonies with you. And hopefully these testimonies of going out in the gospel, enjoying the Lord in the Word, and other matters can really help encourage you to have similar experiences at your campus. And so we have about 5 to 6 people who are going to come up, and they're going to share their experiences and their testimony of enjoying the Lord. So the first group that's going to come up is actually Angel and David. They're from USC, and you guys come up. They're going to share about their experiences going out on the gospel this semester.
Amen. Hallelujah, saints. Praise the Lord for this weekend. Praise the Lord, we can see God's deep pleasure and good longing, or deep longing and good pleasure. Hallelujah. But so like Michael mentioned, and also hang with me, please. Like Michael mentioned, David and I have been going out. We've been trying to be faithful to go out at least once a week to go on the gospel, to contact some, and really just outflow our love of the Lord to others. And the one thing I feel is very important that we bring out before any of us go into our testimonies is that we must all keep this attitude that the Apostle Paul had in Philippians 3. Not that I have already attained or have already been made perfect, but I press on. Amen. In every aspect of our Christian life, we must keep this attitude. Until that day we meet the Lord, we are just pressing on and growing in his life. Amen. But we just appreciate in the Word and in the ministry that the college years are so precious. This is such a precious time to gain some new ones, to touch some with the gospel that may have never heard it before. It's truly a time when we can present the face of man to other people on our campus. And overall, it's been such a sweet experience. And I think one thing me and David have really appreciated, especially Brother Stephen brought it out this morning, is that love is impractical sometimes. And sometimes our hearts can be deceitful. Jeremiah 17 talks about how the heart is deceitful above all things. And I think especially when it comes to this matter of going out and taking time each week to go on the gospel, to contact some, our heart can be very deceitful in this matter. We can find every reason, but the reason to pull us to go and preach the gospel to some. And I just appreciate when you love something, when we love the Lord, you have no problem talking about it. Yeah. It's a very natural and fluent thing to talk about. And for me, I mean, haven't had too much experience with the relationship thing in my life, but there are certainly some things I love in my life. Probably to a bad extreme, football. If I hear someone talking about USC football, I immediately jump into that conversation, and for better or worse, I outflow as much as I can to that conversation. But I think we need to pray that with the Lord, would we not be so consumed with something as vain as football? But instead, will we just be consumed with the Lord Jesus, Amen. Filled with his word, Amen. Ready to outflow at any moment to some. Amen. And preaching the gospel, like I said, it may not be the most practical thing. You know, you learn how to backpedal handing out gospel tracts because practically there are people walking to campus and some of them are not the most optimistic or ready to jump into a conversation about the Lord. But I just appreciate that when we're faithful to present our bodies, There is such a sweet touching of the Lord Jesus. And a brother shared with me once that whenever you preach the gospel, somebody gets saved. You get saved deeper and someone else touches the Lord. So that's been my experience with David. And just another illustration. I don't know how many of you have watched news broadcasts growing up, but I always used to watch them. And I'd look at the anchor, whether it's a male or female. And they would just look in the camera, and I always think, how are they looking in the eye of the lens and delivering something so straightforward? Well, now I've learned that there's actually a screen with words on the other side, and they're reading. But I pray, Lord, do not let me be a teleprompter gospel preacher. When we come to someone, we should come with a heart for man, with a heart for the person we're speaking to, a heart for their condition. We must never come with a script. So overall, I would just say the more we love the Lord, the more prepared and ready we are Amen. To speak about him.
Amen.
Our heart overflows with the good matter. Yeah. Our tongue is the pen of a ready writer.
Amen.
These are the words in Psalm 45, and will these be our experiences on the gospel on our campuses?
Amen. Yeah, as Angel said, it's been so watering and so fresh to go out week by week to really express the Lord on our campus. But many times when you go out, you can get discouraged, right? Maybe no one gets saved. You don't get any contacts. No one really wants to have a conversation with you about the Lord. But I've been really appreciating the portion in Matthew 25, talking about the five talented and regarding five talented and two talented member. When these members come back, the five talented member coming back with five extra talents and a two talented member coming back with two extra talents, the Lord doesn't give a better reward for the five talented member. Instead, he gives the same reward and the same appraisal. He says, "Well done, good and faithful slave." Right? When we come to the Lord at the judgment seat, he's not going to say, "How many people did you save?" Or, "How many people did you speak to regarding me?" Instead, if we are faithful to present our bodies to the Lord, he will say, "Well done, good and faithful slave."
Amen.
Right? And as college students, we have a special function that many members of the body don't have. And this is to really express and represent the Lord on our campuses. So may we be those who really represent and express the Lord the rest of this year on our campuses.
Amen.
Isn't that great? Both the brothers, I'm sure they didn't feel like going out on the gospel every week, and I'm sure it wasn't always so spectacular, but they were faithful to present themselves to go and speak to at least one person. And so the Lord will honor that, and it's also very, it saves you, right? It saves us as well. So the next person that's going to come up is Vanessa, I believe, from Channel Islands. Where is she? There she is. Okay, she's going to speak about her experiences in the Word and how it's really led her in her own daily life.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. For me, the Bible are like scriptures. It's like a guide for all of us to follow. So I'm a Catholic, but the Bible guided me here for some reason. Because, I mean, we all love God either way. Even if we're in different religions, it doesn't really matter. We both care about him. And I feel like he brought me here for a reason. He brought all of us here for a reason. Like, I know a lot of you probably are like, "I just came here because you don't want to stay over there at university and worry about all your work. You just want to get away from it." Well, maybe most of you are like that. Or because maybe you did want to do something, like you want to be saved, you want to do something. And for me, like the only advice I could give you is that the Bible has all the answers. Like, I feel if you just read it, like, if you're sad, if you're lonely, if you're too depressed or something, just read it, and it'll have, like, something will pop up. Like, there's a reason we are you're like that. Yeah. Thank you. Amen.
Wow. Thank you, Vanessa. She found answers in the Bible. She found answers to her day-to-day situations and also felt like the Lord really led her to come here. And I'm sure many of us have had a similar experiences. So Justin's going to help us with the next.
All right, for the next portion, we're going to have a little bit of sharing from some of the students in Riverside. The first one we're going to have coming up is Anna. And she's actually going to be sharing her experience, actually enjoying the Lord in a very personal and affectionate way. And I really, it's very sweet. So if Anna could come up and just share her experience on this.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you. This weekend has just been so, well, yeah, it's not over, but these past, you know, few messages have been really, really awesome, especially the singing times. I've really enjoyed the singing times. I found that in enjoying the Lord, sometimes it can be a bit difficult to do that and really turn to my spirit. It just seems really, really an exercise sometimes. But, you know, when I listen to some hymns, they just soften my heart and they release my spirit. Actually, yesterday I was supposed to pick up some sisters, and I was really stressed out about it. I was just so anxious and stressed. You know, am I going to get there on time? We haven't eaten dinner. Yeah, it was just really stressful. But then I started playing some hymns, and all the stress and the anxiety melted away. And I was able to call on the Lord and tell him that I loved him. And I'm sure if I wasn't singing, I don't think I would have had that experience. sorry. And something that Brother Stephen said yesterday, or this morning, about the Bible being God's words of love to us, I immediately thought about the hymns. And if we're singing to the Lord, you know, the hymns are really sweet. And, you know, there are lines that are like, wow, Lord, amen. I think those lines could also be our words of love to the Lord. So amen would be those that we can enjoy the Lord through singing.
Amen.
Amen.
So I really enjoyed that. She's talking about singing to the Lord, but, you know, you can even use this matter in your reading of the Bible. Because sometimes you may read the Bible, and this song may come to you, right? There's so many saints who have written songs according to the scripture, and it's just so sweet that if we're in a relationship with the Lord, surely there's different ways that we can enjoy him, right? And singing is just such an easy way to really get us out of our environment and bring us back into that loving relationship with the Lord. Hallelujah. So next we're going to have Jono coming up, and he's going to be talking about his reading in the ministry.
Hey, what's up, guys? I am Jono, and this quarter I actually got into ministry reading. I feel like because in the beginning of the year I was really craving something more in my Christian experience. I didn't know what it was. I hit like a dry spot, but then I talked to some brothers, some trainee brothers, and they're like, what do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know, growing up my whole life, like my dad said, you'll eventually get into ministry reading. And I was like, all right, let's read some ministry books this quarter, you know? And honestly, reading isn't my favorite thing. I actually don't like reading at all. But like after reading the ministry books, my goodness, they are my saving grace.
Amen.
Like this quarter, I felt like there's something wrong in my spirit. And like, I just knew I had to come to the ministry reading. Like on Mondays, like busy class schedule, but I have reading with Zion. And like, my goodness, like I just don't want to read. I want to do something else, like make dinner. But I know I have to read because there's something not there. And I know that reading is going to be good for me. And so, for example, this past week, actually, in our ministry reading, it talked about the one-on-one time with the Lord. And then growing up in the church life, you hear one-on-one time with the Lord all the time, you know, like go into that secret room and pray to your Father, you know, and we're like, okay, sure, we know that. And then it comes Tuesday night prayer meeting, we read a little excerpt saying, oh, reserve the time to pray with God, you know. I'm like, oh my goodness, another one-on-one time. And then Wednesday I had more fellowship with trainee brothers. And for some reason, they brought up one-on-one time. And I was like, one-on-one time? Like, why though? And it made me realize I've been lacking one-on-one time this whole my whole life, actually. Growing up as a Christian, like, as a church kid, doesn't, like, keep you safe. You know, you have to further pursue, like, this one-on-one time with the Lord. And so, to be honest, I haven't really gotten into it. But this weekend, you know, this past message, it talked about one-on-one time with the Lord.
Amen.
You know, that one-on-one romantic getaway with the Lord.
Amen.
And so, actually, this weekend, I made it, like, my job. Like, if I didn't do anything else this weekend, like, this morning, like, I had to get at least something with the Lord. And so, you know, in every good, healthy relationship, whether it be with family or friends, you have to be honest, right? And I was just honest with the Lord. I came to him this morning. I was like, Lord, like, I don't know how to talk to you. Like, Lord, what's up? You know? It's like, Lord, I kept on saying that over and over. Lord, what's up? Lord, talk to me. Lord, just show me something. Lord, just speak to me. I want to know. I want to see you. And I honestly felt like I didn't, like, jump up to, like, a heavenly level. But, like, I felt peace afterwards. I was like, all right, I've had some time with the Lord.
Amen.
I honestly felt that peace. And, like, anyways, honestly speaking, like, I think it's hammering down on me right now. We need that one-on-one time, Amen. You know. Throughout this whole quarter, I really recommend you guys just to find that 5 minutes at night, maybe once a week, just 5 minutes out of your whole week, just to spend a one-on-one time with the Lord.
Amen.
You know, make it romantic. Be like, Lord, I love you. Come take me right now.
Amen.
But really, just go for it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We need that one-on-one time.
Amen.
Something that stood out to me from both of your sharings, actually, is you both said the same phrase. It was your saving grace.
Amen.
And what this means is that it's grace coming to us. And what is grace? It's God himself. It's when we enjoy him, right? So she enjoyed him by singing, and you enjoyed it by reading the ministry. And even more so, you know, he talked about as a church kid, or even if you're not a church kid, you know, you grew up a Christian, you probably heard you should read your Bible, or you should read this, you know, ministry excerpt. And it's just so different when it's something different from your parents telling you to do it and something that you've decided to do. You know, I truly believe that the Lord honors your decision when you decide to come to him and find him in the Word.
Amen.
And then John was asking me, you know, earlier, how do you know when the Lord speaks to you, you know? Some Christians are seeking for outward signs. Others are seeking for inward feeling. You know, it can be so many different things. But I believe for Jono, it started by reading the ministry, and he said, one-on-one time. And how did he speak to you again? Through the brothers, right? He continually said, just one-on-one time, one-on-one time. But if he didn't start with his ministry reading, do you think the Lord would have had the opportunity in him? What if he had just heard it at the mountain, just in one of these messages? He might have just breezed over it. But this is truly something I believe the Lord wanted to touch on to him. You know, so we need to be able to open ourselves and find him in the Word. So lastly, we're going to have Zion come up, and he's going to share on his experience reading the Word.
Amen. Hallelujah. So my name is Zion. I'm a fourth year at Riverside. And so my experience in the Word was, so this past summer, I decided that I wanted to read through the entire Bible straight and consistently before I graduate. And so with this view in mind, just my experience so far is I can just testify I love the Word of God.
Amen.
In Jeremiah 15:16, this has really been my experience. Your words were found, and I ate them. And they became the joy and gladness of my heart.
Amen.
You know, and so, you know, just throughout this whole course, you know, throughout the summer, and even these first 6 weeks of our quarters of our quarter, you know, just learning how to read the Word in a daily way. Sometimes the Word is not always something. Sometimes like oatmeal. You know, you just gotta take it in. You know, it's good for you, and it may not necessarily always be so enjoyable, but you need it anyways. And some other days, the Word can be like steak, where it's super enjoyable, and you just need to chew on it. And anyways. There was a desire within me to read the Word in a consistent way because I realized that, you know, I want to go on in the Lord in a consistent way. And in my experience, you know, reading the Word of God is like eating food. You know, as we eat food in a on a daily basis, you know, we also need to read the Word of God in a daily basis. You know, because you know, you can't go on your day without eating food, right? You know, if you don't, you know, I know in my brother's house, you know, we love food a lot. And, you know, if one of the brothers is hungry, like, he's hungry. You know, he gets hangry. And he doesn't eat, and he can't focus, right? And, you know, I realize in my experience, as I'm reading the Word, I realize if I miss a day of reading the Word, wow, you know, I'm just not in the same condition as I normally would be if I do get into the Word. And so it's just to see that, you know, after reading the Word in such a consistent way these past several months, I realized I can't go on without reading the Word. Just as I can't go on without eating food, you know, I need the Word of God.
Amen.
And just one last thing, you know, these past, you know, for example, these last 2 weeks, you know, I had a lot of midterms going on. And normally when I'm studying for midterms, the first thing that kind of goes out the window, I got to confess, is my time with the Lord. You know, reading the Word is not the first thing that pops into my head when I need to study for midterms. But I appreciate that, you know, these past 2 weeks, the Lord was touching me that, Even if I do need to study for all these things, I still need to read the Word. You know, if I need to, you know, I need to eat food when I'm studying physical food. I also need to eat my spiritual food to keep me going. And so it's really not a small thing to set aside time, whether it's 10 minutes, 20 minutes, just to get into the Word of God. You know, and as we read the Word of God, as we're enjoying the Word of God, more of His life is infusing into our being.
Amen.
And more of Himself is making us the same as He is in life and in nature.
Amen.
Gaining what is on His heart, which is His bride.
Amen.
Amen. That was a great way to conclude. Because actually, reading the Word is a great way for the Lord to gain His heart's desire. You know, the matter we got to talk about this past weekend is His longing, right? And we see that the longing within His heart is to have a counterpart. And we saw from the last message is the only way He's going to have this is with Christ, right? How do we gain more of Christ? In the Word.
Amen.
We need our Bible reading. Amen. We need those 20 minutes. And I really appreciated that. You know, Zion cut it very straight that sometimes it's not always just incredibly sweet and touching, right? Of course, we do need those times, but some days it's just oatmeal. You just have to take it in, right? And even more so, you know, the Word is referred to as milk, right? In order for a child to grow, he needs milk. And then I don't think I'm craving milk every single day, but it's just something I need in my being for myself to grow. So the hope with this testimony time is that kind of another message with the brother just speaking to you, but just your fellow college students sharing their experience on the campus in their personal time, reading and just enjoying the Lord. But we really hope that actually these wouldn't be the only ones that would share their own experiences. So I think in the next part, we're actually going to be breaking into groups. Should we announce that? Okay. We're going to be going to groups, and actually you'll be able to fellowship a little bit more, you know? We hope that these experiences would remind you of times that you enjoy the Lord, times that you got to go on the campus and share with your fellow friends and students, you know? So Michael's going to go a little bit into how we're going to do the breakdown.